The number 434-1790, WhatsApp 266-4862. We always welcome your calls and your comments, your concerns, your projections, predictions. Anything you want to share, anything you want to add. Now, for the first hour, we'll see us at 3:15. We have 15 minutes with the kind compliments of Swift Pack. That'll take us straight into our news. And from the news, we go into radio school. So we won't get a lot of talk in that first hour. We've got maybe 12 minutes before we get into the Swift Pack segment. But after that, we welcome our guest for today, Sugary. She has some new music. See the imaging, the energy. See what's going on with her. We take your calls as well. But before we go any further, I was scanning through the messages, and because there's so many, at times you miss some. But there was a young lady who says that she wants to get into the Calypso Arena. And she was very, very, very impressed. And this young lady, she's 7 or 8 years old. She's very impressed by another young lady, not too much older than her, well, maybe quite a bit older. Ahanji. She said, I really, really want to hear something from Ahanji. So to that little girl, Sky, good afternoon to you. I promise you I'll play it, so here we go. Start things with Ahanji. A young lady with a powerful voice and a promising future.
So lost, didn't take heed to the warnings on time.
taking you back to 2018. Hanjay, Don't Cry. Literally in town. In town. Welcome to River Road. Welcome to Cropover City.
Thank you so much for having me, Kashi.
Sugary.
Good evening to all the listeners out there. It's your girl, Sugary.
Listen, no. People might not be familiar. Say, who is this new artist, Sugary? She ain't so new.
Not so new. New branding, new music, but still the same old girl.
Yeah. Yeah, why rebrand? Why change the name? I mean, you've been performing as Rhea for some years. Yeah.
There are so many female artists in Barbados, and as you would know, there are two Rheas. There's Rhea, me, and then there was Rhea Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And people were tending to confuse our songs. So people would expect me to go out and sing Speaker and expect her to sing Bounce. And we always made fun of it. Big up to Rhea Lane. So my Instagram tag was always Sugary.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided, because as an artist, I learned that it should be easy for people to find you.
Mm-hmm.
So with my Instagram tag being that, I decided that I would take that name as Sugary and make it my brand. So I've rebranded that I changed the name for about 3 years now,
mm-hmm.
From 2017. And it's been going well for me so far. Mm-hmm. I think it's something that you need to do as an artist. You need to sit down and look at your brand and look at what it is that you want to promote and stuff like that and decide how to go forward. And it would be nothing without my team. Got to big up my team. They know who they are.
But I don't know who they are.
Good, I'm keeping it that way.
Oh, okay.
But they know who they are, and yeah. They work really hard. And
is this the team that assisted you in the rebranding as
correct.
Well?
Correct. Yeah. Right now, they're helping me with everything, from music to look to the way I speak and all those kinds of things. So definitely a full package.
How important is to really present that full package? Because, I mean, even though you've been performing for quite some time, you're still a young artist.
Right.
You know, still looking to really get out there into other markets.
Right.
And recognize how branding can really make or break. How important was it and how's that been going so far?
I think it's very important. With experience, you get to understand that it's not only about you being able to write a track or being able to go somewhere and sing. It's a complete package of how you look and how you look to potential promoters and stuff like that, because it is a job. And with a job, with any product that you're selling, you want to make sure that it looks good. And music is the same way. Entertainment is the same way. So I would say that it was very important to what it is that I am trying to offer.
You know, you mentioned about looking good. And many times when you look to the stage and you see the female artists, particularly in the soca arena,
right.
You know, people often comment like, okay, why she got dance so, why she got get on so, or you know, it seems that the focus is on, you know,
right.
What you present and right. How you present in the most sexy way,
right?
You know, one is that. a part of your focus, the sexy soca songstress. And if that's the case, is that something that you think is working or has worked for our female artists?
I think that the ladies in music, in entertainment, is expected, a lot is expected of us. That's what I should say. We can't wear the same thing twice. Without being reprimanded for it, we must wear makeup to look a certain way. It's a lot more that is expected of a female. Males could put on a jeans and a shirt, and nobody's gonna remember if they wore it twice. That's the truth. And anybody that says any different, wanna lie. But it is important to carry yourself in a certain way as an artist. So I do believe that you should always look the part. Now, with regards to my brand, there is some sex appeal to the brand. It's sugary, it's sweet, it's nice, it's appealing. So I do believe that there is an element of that to it, but it's not the only element. And you have to know as the artist how far you're willing to go, how comfortable you are with going to that side, because sometimes people will judge you for it. Sometimes people will say, oh, you're rude, you're slack, you're this, you're that. You know what I'm saying? So, as I said, it's harder for women because if you go too far, you're judged. If you're not going enough, you're still judged. It's you just have to be comfortable with yourself and what you are putting out there to people. And that's what I try to do for myself. I am thick. And I don't try to be Miss Skinny. I try to represent for the thicker ladies to show them that we could be sexy and we can be appealing too. So that's, I try to stay in my lane, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, for sure. I would say that there is a sex appeal associated with my brand, but I still try to keep it professional.
I remember us having a conversation sometime back, recently actually. I can't remember who I was speaking to, and they said, you know, sometimes the outfit sometimes even distracts from the presentation.
Right, what you're doing.
I could say in particular, I was at the Sweet Soca semifinals one year. This particular artist had a very good song, but the outfit,
it didn't match.
No. I mean, it was a good outfit. She looked good in it, but it kind of took away from the have you ever encountered that situation?
I would say yes, in my younger days. And that, as I said, with experience, because I think we sometimes are a bit hard on artists, especially if they don't know. Sometimes the artist is just trying to do what they can with what they have. And it's easy to be on this side and say, oh, what she do that? But you understand what I'm saying? It is all about the experience, one, because I'm quite sure if somebody went to her and said, listen, you got a good song, but you need to make sure that your image on point, then that is something that then she would focus on. That is something that happened to me as an artist, where I learned through experience, and I know through experience the things that I don't want to go through. So I try to prepare for those things as an artist. So it comes with experience. Sometimes the artist has also to be open to the criticism and understand that if somebody says something, it may be for their improvement or for them to be better. So it's all a learning experience, I would say.
All right. And having learned, you know, through the years, whether by trial and error or by people actually coming in and directing you, do you then know, share that there with others coming on?
Of course. Any young artist that comes to me and asks me, whether it would be with actually writing or performance or what to do before performance, I can tell them what I've learned. But I also let them know that it's still an individual thing. So I can give you the pointers of what I do, but you still have to make things your own and go through your own experiences and come up with your own answers. So I am always open to helping who I can, because somebody had to help me.
Glad you mentioned writing in there, because writing is a part of what you do as well.
Right.
Now, For those that are unaware, you've been a Bashment Soca finalist.
Yes, please.
You know, and perhaps that's what really got you up there. You know, you mentioned Bounce, you know, which was one that was hugely popular.
Right.
Do you find that people are expecting that from you?
Bashment?
Yeah.
I find that, yes, I would say yes, persons always expect a Bashment track from Rhea. But before the Bashment, I was doing the Sweet and Power. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I tried the Bashment and it worked for me. And I continued. But I am more than just a Bashment artist. I am more than just soca. I am more. I like good music. I like music that make people feel good. So I write reggae. I've tried social commentary writing, not performing.
Mm-hmm.
But I am thinking to go in that direction at some point.
Go along.
Try something different. Lyrical content in another genre.
But the thing is, not when you say that people are expecting the Bashment from you, then how do you then? But you want to do so many other things.
Right.
You found success doing one thing.
Right.
You don't want to let go of success.
Right.
But you also want to
evolve.
So
as an artist,
how do you marry the two?
Well, again, I keep my focus on producing good music and not get sidetracked about the hype. Mm. I try to always produce good music. That's what I would say. I try to stay in my lane and improve on myself and come better than my last best. That's what I try to do as an artist. It doesn't always pan out that way for me. And let's be real about it. Everything is not going to hit. But I try to make sure that when I hear it out there, that is the best version of me possible.
You know, good music is relative.
But that's what I said. You know, it's a preference.
I don't know if you heard.
Right.
But there was a big discussion about what was good music recently.
Right.
You know, where some people thought it was good, where... Not so much. So what is this good music that you want to get out there?
Well, good music for me is when I release a track and the public embraces it, right? It should not be measured by that, though, because that is not always what happens with music.
But ultimately, that's what you want. You want people
to like your music.
Yeah.
So, as I said, it took a lot of criticism for me because I am wordy. And I had to learn in writing music that I need to keep back some of my words for another song. I would try to fit as many words as I can and one track.
You try to lyric it.
Correct. Right? But I had to learn that is... You have to understand that you're not making music for yourself. You could like your own thing. But if somebody says to you it needs work, then maybe it needs work.
All right?
So that is what I would say. As long as people love what I am doing and I am comfortable that when I hear it, I love it, then it's a success to me.
All right. You are one of the few artists that actually decided to release new music this year.
Mm-hmm.
Why go ahead and release new music?
I released music last year in COVID.
Yeah, we know that too.
But
you know, it's actually fewer songs out this year.
This is me, right? Mm. I think people still want to feel good. I think of all the bad things going on in the world right now, of all the bad news, of all the hardships, of all the trials, people still want to hear good music. People still want something to party to, whether it be in their home or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to still work on my music. I still decided to release tracks because, to me, more songs can come. More music can come.
Well, let me start. Let's go. I have one on deck right now. I got one on deck right now.
Right.
I should let you read. You know, it's been online, but this is the
first official
world radio premiere. Yes,
correct.
All right, well, I need you to introduce your new track right now.
All right, guys, this is Reminisce.
Nah, uh-uh. I just say introduce your new track. I didn't say send a message.
Good evening, Crossover City. This is your girl, Sugar Ree, and this is my brand new track for 2021. Reminisce.
I feel like I'm ready for the stage. I'm ready to see this. I'm ready to see this on stage.
Ready, and you can see it on stage already. This Saturday, yes, we're gonna be at Infinity on the Beach. Big up to the Night of Queens. Shout out to my host, the Soca family, for sure. And the ladies out to Saturday night.
Yeah,
we out. You come out and support for sure.
Just the ladies.
Just the ladies.
I can't say I passed through because I had Sharon here last week.
Right.
Kudos to her. I like the concept. Obviously, we're not having the shows or the fets or whatever, but you know, you go to have a dinner and relax. Right.
And even if you don't want to have the dinner, you just want to have some unlimited selected cocktails and enjoy some good live music and some lovely ladies.
With that, let me say good afternoon to Mary. Mary came up. She came and she introduced herself to me last week at Infinity. You know, and she made sure she said, "You like it." So, but to her, to Mary, I think it was Keisha was the bartender.
Okay,
I think it's Keisha for short, but I'm pretty sure it's Nikisha or some other Keisha, but Keisha for sure.
Right,
I can't go wrong with that.
All right,
but yeah, it was. So you're there this Saturday.
I'm there this Saturday. It's me, Sammy G, Doyen, and Faith. Kira as well. So the ladies are host of Soca for sure. Come out and see us on Saturday night at Infinity on the Beach.
Well, go and get a dinner
for sure,
and your drinks and relax. That's nice. But you got plans. There are plans. There are things coming. I want to talk to you about what you and your team are doing, but we're going to do that there after the news. I know there's a lot coming up because even though we still have to be careful, there's still a lot going on with Sugary. We're going to come back. Fireworks 2021. The lovely Sugary. I would say good afternoon to Dean Stryker. Dean said, I like her.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Dean.
Impressing the young fellas, man. The time is 17 minutes to 5 o'clock. Those are the roads, the highways and the byways, side roads and the back roads. You're walking, you're riding, you're driving. Just be safe out there. You're inside Fireworks, brought to you with the kind compliments of our friends at West Indian Waterproofing. West Indian Waterproofing. Remember, waterproofing means us. Give us a call at 271-4933. Also brought to you the kind compliments of Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Served Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialists. Also distributors of Pentax Water Pump. Sugary is here. We just heard Reminisce. Listen, I hear drums galore in that. That's
yes. Like, got a big up to Home Music on the production. Big up to Mr. Lohar. Yeah, it was definitely a rhythm that I really enjoyed writing on. Mm-hmm. Hong is very talented, so look out for more music coming from him. But yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What was it about that really drew you? Because, you know, it's
topics, very, huh? Topics, man. Just being at home in 2020 and understanding that I can't even go outside when I want to.
You think frustration really bring up the writer?
I think
more?
So.
Yeah.
Because I can relate to all the things that I miss. I miss just being able to go out and hug up my friends and be normal. Mm. Like, this is not normal. I can't wait for this to be over.
What toll has this really taken on you? Because I don't think a lot of people are really looking at I know the financial side. Good grief. We know we can't leave that out.
Correct.
But let's talk about the psychological toll it's really taken on you as an entertainer.
I was tired. Mentally tired of every time that you would get an opportunity to say a little bit of freedom, something happening to cause you to have to be back inside again. Can't leave home. Can't go to the supermarket. Can't sit down outside, can't lime. And then you really learn how your four walls closing on you when you are always inside. So I do know that it took an emotional and it was draining for me as an artist. I have a newfound appreciation for stage. Mm. I miss the stage. I miss seeing people partying and enjoying what you're doing.
Do you have a coping mechanism?
I would say my coping mechanism right now would be writing, putting my feelings into words, expressing them that way. So even though it may not be a song, it might just be a blurb, just a little book that I have stuff. I must say I got about 3 books. I ain't got like,
because I mean, I see you.
I have about 3 books. But I got like blurbs. I just write stuff.
I'm here writing things down. But as I'm writing things down, you're writing things down. Yeah. So
I write a lot. Yeah. I write everything down. So then I sometimes when I sit down, I go back through my stuff. I'd be like, wait, there's a good concept. Wait, I could use this note. You know, that's all. I write a lot. So I continue in that vein. Mm-hmm.
You look back and see songs that you wrote maybe a few years ago and say, yeah.
I could still sing them word for word. Yeah. And they haven't been produced yet or they haven't been released yet. But I know the idea. I know the melody. That doesn't always happen. So voice notes are important. But yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
All righty. Mm-hmm. Well, Rhea, we're going to get some more on where you're going next. I don't mean outside door. I mean outside. I tell you, I really feel like a party to this. I can feel myself partying to this. I'm not just saying that there because you're
just
in front of me.
Standing up,
and I'm not just saying that because I'm party deprived. You know?
Feeling the vibe. I just can't wait to get outside, right?
Yep.
That's the energy.
Are you a big party person?
I am a big party person around Cropover. Cropover is my favorite time of the year outside of Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And maybe my birthday. But crop over is my time.
They separate though. Let me see. You got Christmas crop over or your birthday?
October. So, bam, bam, bam.
All right.
So, for the rest of the year. So, for the rest of the year.
Second half of the year is yours.
I use the second half, but crop over for me to start from March, uh-huh. April, when they release music.
Mm.
So, straight down till December.
You think, because, I mean, we saw that music was being released a lot earlier. You know, let me show it to Blood, because Blood is a man. You know, you start. Early,
correct.
December, you
get him music.
You know, so you know, so big the Blood. You know, I know Bubba started bringing up music early as well, and one or two, but the bulk of people tend to wait until you know after the reggae festival to bring up music and whatnot.
Right.
You know, because you know we got our festivals, right. We got to compartmentalize.
Right.
But do you see yourself bringing music out beyond what is the traditional crop over season?
I am trying to get in that habit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you see music still coming from me. I'm actually releasing a new track on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying not to be seasonal. I would like to see soca become a genre that is comparable to reggae worldwide, internationally. I want soca to get there. And I think the only way it can get there is for there to be lots and lots and lots of music consistently coming out and stuff like that. So I'm trying my best to make my contribution to that.
But the thing is, it doesn't have to be seasonal. I mean, it can be seasonal for a territory, right? But when you look at things, and there are things like carnival calendars, where you can actually see that there is a festival going on almost weekly.
Every
you know,
month.
You have it.
Right.
You go across the USA, you go across Europe, mm-hmm. you know, in the Caribbean. Of course, we have our own carnivals and festivals as well. There's always something going on. So while we may have our crop over, which may be, you know, this 3 month or 4 month period, you know, you go, well, obviously when things are, when you're allowed to go.
The thing is, it's not as easy as it looks to say just to release music. Is a lot that goes into it. It's a lot of work behind the scenes.
Mm.
And it's not cheap.
Mm.
But I believe that if we are to go forward in soca, in music, in Barbados, in entertainment, then it's going to take everybody coming together and helping out each other. It's not easy to be an artist. I know there are many artists that were struggling during the COVID time. And I mean, I work a 9-to-5. So I'm still able to float, but there are artists out there that this is all that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been a hard period for them. So I'm saying it takes for the supporters as well to appreciate what goes into being an artist and always support. I always say, always support being an artist, always support young people who want to be artists and help them to actualize their dream.
Now you see that the online, that's the way that a lot of things have been going, and we hear possibly that we may have some online action for quote unquote crop over.
Right.
You know, you see yourself perhaps doing something like that? They're doing
I
something.
Cannot wait. To any opportunity to just sing and enjoy myself, Cashy. I cannot wait.
whether online or
whether in person,
you just want to perform.
I sing it in my bathroom. I need to come out my bathroom and sing. But yes, for sure.
I'm pretty sure the neighbors enjoy it.
Well, sometimes. And then sometimes if I butt up too long, they might call somebody.
All right. Well, you know, when we open up a bit, what are you really looking to do? Because, you know, earlier you mentioned you have your team and your team, you know, they're working on your imaging, they're working on your focus. Right. What's the focus for Sugary? You mentioned you want to bring up music, you want to diversify, but what direction is your team saying this is what we're going
to
do
next? The goal for Sugary is to produce music that lives on past the now.
Mm.
We're looking at trying to get out to the world, you know, and introduce Sugary, the brand, to the world. So we're going to definitely be having some promotional trips and stuff like that to introduce my music to markets that it probably would not have been in before. We're also, as I said, making sure that you see the brand and see where the brand is going. So the social media is an important part of it. The imagery is an important part of it. And the videography is an important part of it. So all of those things you would see happening over the next couple months.
So more music videos.
More music. And again, going out and getting it outside of Barbados. Because I may be known here, but I'm trying to get people to know who I am everywhere else. So definitely some hard work going on behind the scenes.
Nice. Does that mean then, if you're looking beyond Barbados or Sir Barbados, that even when things open up, competitions, no?
Or? I would do competition. I wouldn't say no to competition. I would say the focus isn't competition. The focus is brand and music completely. Competition is just one side of it.
Can that be a part of it though?
Can be.
Yeah.
But personally, if I'm being honest, it's not the main focus.
I want
to say that if competition comes and it is their bashment, sweet, soca monarch, party, power, whatever,
real
in it. I
know you say you're dabbling in writing.
I'm thinking about writing. And Sharon is always encouraging me to come over to social commentary. So this may be the year for that.
This year. Even in the absence of a competition.
Even in the absence, you never know. A writer is a writer.
Well, that's true. But I mean, even in talking to the guys that, you know, bring out the social commentary, like,
This is what I would say. This is me. I understand the thought process behind not releasing a track like that. But if you really love it and it's a good track, and it's something that you're confident that you will be able to have future music with, I don't see no reason why not.
You're of the younger brigade, mm-hmm. All right? Do you see the strength in a competition like Pickety Crop or competitions in general? Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, you say you would do it, but, you know, is it doing more good than harm? Is it doing more harm than good to the festivals, you think? Do you think more people...
I think the competition is necessary.
You mentioned that, you know, it's not your primary focus, but if it's there, it's there.
Right. I think it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I say it's necessary, it gives you the opportunity for people to see you as an artist and see you move a crowd, especially in forums like Soca Monarch and stuff like that. I would say yes.
But can you do that without a competition?
Anything is possible. This is a social world and everything. I mean, social media blows up things, whether good or bad, instantaneously. But it's not the same when it blows up and you have to go on a stage. I think prepares you for performance. Being able to perform in front of a big crowd and move it helps you to understand the different points on the stage, the things you're supposed to do while you're on stage, talking to a crowd because you want the crowd response, and you want your 10 points for crowd response. Competition is going to make you do the most to get that. So I think there is a place for competition. I think it is important. I just think that sometimes we can have the negative impact if we don't get the response that we want. And that is where you have to remain focused and understand that this is not the end. Because you didn't make it doesn't mean that your performance was not good or that you didn't have a good song. It just means that those songs were better than yours on the day. So that's just the reality of it.
let's take an example, an artist like Hyper Sounds.
Right.
All right. Enter the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Never won a competition here.
Right.
Yet has and continues to enjoy tremendous success, both locally and internationally. So, I mean, he's still very popular. Just the competition,
because,
just
what can be. Because, again, and that's why I say, this is where you as the artist have to be confident in your brand and in your product. Hypersounds writes music for the women. The women love Hypersounds music. So he focuses on his brand and he focuses on what he is putting out there and he focuses on how he looks. He's not defined by competition. And that's why I say But he would have competed before.
Yeah, he would
have been in competition before, and it still would have been a learning curve for him as well for stage. So
it can be developmental.
It can be developmental, and that's what I'm saying. You just have to understand that because he's the perfect example of he does not have a crown, but he may have traveled more than any person that has a crown because people love his music. He is confident in his brand. People like his music, and that means that promoters are going to offer him a job. So again, your focus must be your brand. Your focus must be your music. And if you know that you're doing a good job, then, you know, just keep pushing forward. It will happen for you eventually.
All right. Keep on pushing forward.
Correct.
You got to keep on pushing forward. Sugary is here. She got some sugary music. She says she got more coming our way as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know you got to say hello to some people. The team, the invisible team that you do not want to make. I don't know why you come on my show and you're keeping secrets.
Everybody has a secret, Kashi.
But you don't. Not when this microphone is on.
Everybody has a secret.
You ask me anything right now, the microphone is on. I cannot tell. No secrets.
No matter what I ask you, that is still a secret.
No secrets. Listen, no secrets when the microphones are on.
Let's just say I have a really good unit. Big up to the Dynamic and Royal Entertainment. Big up to Alliant. Big up to Quantum Productions, who have always been behind me from the get-go. I have a good support system all around. And I have a combination. Big up to Scenes Entourage. All the people that work hard at making me who I am.
Mm-hmm. All right. How can we find Rhea Sugary? Not Rhea, Sugary.
You can find me on Instagram at Sugary, S-U-G-A-H, capital R-H-E, Sugary. All social media platforms. You can find me on YouTube. Sugary.
And where can we see this? Because you mentioned
earlier. Come out on Saturday. On Saturday night, I'm at Infinity on the Beach, Night of the Queens. Come out and see Kira, Sammy G, Diane, Faith, and myself. Come out and support local entertainment. Come and support the ladies. Big up to the entire host of Soca family. And I hope you guys can come out and have a good time, all right?
Somebody want to talk to you.
Okay.
Hi, good evening, Sugary.
Good evening.
Hi, you might not know me. This is Big Soul, so avid fan of Yobi. I just want to big up all the women this evening, right?
For sure.
Singers. Okay, House of Soca came to a karaoke competition I was in a couple months ago. When they came in, it was Soruel. It was the young girl that won, the Junior Monarch. From the time they step in, but the Rasta guy that cut his hair, no, can't remember his name right now. They shelled on the whole place.
Correct.
I ain't gonna tell you.
That is our behavior. We shell.
From the time y'all step in,
or a lot thereof.
And my girl starts singing some 50s song. What's the brown skin girl name?
Sammy.
She starts singing some kind of song from Diana Ross.
Probably
and Sammy. Then the guy that cut his hair, no, he pulled, don't know. Girl, I want to make you sweat.
Dre, big up to Dre.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And then it was their
point. Yeah, she sang that there on Saturday.
And stuff.
Correct.
Y'all guys got it. Keep it. And, you know, big up to you.
Thank you
dance
so much.
Dance moves, the sexiness, everything.
Thank
you. Got it.
Thank you, dear. Thank you.
I thank the Lord for our Prime Minister. And I thank the Lord that, you know, we just coming back out there, all the entertainers and stuff. I just a low-key karaoke woman. But I love music. I love musicians.
Some of the best singers are low-key karaoke singers.
People be about Kashi.
I won. Hello. No.
We ain't going to be a Kashi.
We shall not talk about that.
That will be our secret forever. And so, Sugary, just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. I'm pushing.
Thank you.
Right now, I started a business in pandemic. I start about my business. People say I can do it, but I know with God's help, I could do anything I want to do.
Right.
So all y'all entertainers out there, women.
Listen, that is my error. That is my error. So I am so sorry.
Big up to you, though, and I hope that your business is a success. As I said, the only way that the entertainers can continue to do what we're doing is with your support. Mm. And we ask persons to come out, support us on Saturday, especially the women. If y'all supporting the women like this, come out on Saturday and see some really good entertainment. It's $140 for the dinner and show, and then it's $80 for just the cocktails and the show. You can decide. You can call 623-1000 and get your tickets, reserve your tickets, but come out and support the ladies.
No, I'm not going to be yet. Wait, hold on, I just had it. See, I press all the wrong buttons. Hold on a sec. All right, we got to say goodbye to Sugary.
Yes, please. Guys, if you want to reach me, if you want to book me, just email us at bookings@sugary.com and go out and support. Click on the YouTube link, share, like. I have a new release coming on Friday. Share, like, listen. Thank you so much for having me, and big up to Crop Over City.
Thank you very much. And like we keep on saying, that S word, support. We need it. When things open up, make sure y'all go and support the events. Don't go and ask for a free ticket. Don't go and ask for a free this or free that. Pay your money, because people got to get some money too. Yeah, correct. Retail businesses open up and everything, you know, restaurants, and they're all getting their money now. So when entertainment opens and the entertainers and the promoters and the engineers and everybody
also
get a chance.
You can also support the entertainers by just streaming their music. Go and stream it, pay for it. It's 50 cents.
Yeah.
Go pay for it and help an artist to eat a food.
There you go.
For sure.
All righty. Sugary. Thanks for spending that time with us. Fireworks. Oh, wait. Let me ask. You think you could break down? I don't expect an answer. But you ever thought about what the top 10 Crop Over songs?
The top 10 Crop Over songs.
Well,
ever?
I actually got to do that crazy enough. Like he is crazy enough to actually attempt it.
No, that's impossible. Because then you got to go to the top 10 songs per year.
Listen. Listen, the man says.
No. Impossible. Too many hits out there. Nope.
Listen, let's say good afternoon to Dr. Stefan Walkert.
Good afternoon.
I respect the man to the max. He is a genius.
Right.
And he thinks that he can present the top 10.
Nah.
Tomorrow you'll find out on Fireworks, so.
This is my first medal, first big top competition, the second time at World Championships, and very, very proud.
Join us on Saturday mornings from 7:50 on Voice of Barbados for Sporting Triumph in association with Triumph Barbados Limited, your number one choice.
SunPower Hot Water Systems panel has 25% larger inner diameter tubing and 20% thicker fins than other hot water systems. The smaller tubing of the other products will cause faster line blockage and less product life. A SunPower Hot Water System lasts longer than the others and saves you more on maintenance costs. Call one of our sales reps at 428-0634 and get your SunPower today.
Get your SunPower. renting a house or apartment? Are you operating a small business from home with your tools and materials at the residence? Have you accumulated a number of electronic gadgets for culinary, entertainment, or career purposes? Have you thought about what would happen if you lose them all to fire or flood, or what it would cost you to replace those items? Don't be left in despair by not having the coverage you need. Have peace of mind with an ICBL policy that gives you the protection you need at extremely affordable prices. Protect your livelihood and your personal effects today. Visit ICBL.com to learn more about our contents coverage. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Well, thank you very much, Charlene. Well, VOB 92.9 FM and Courtesy Garage, in association with Standard, present Win Big. The time is now 14 minutes after 5 o'clock. It's 14 minutes after 5 o'clock.
VOB Courtesy Garage. Win big in association with Standard.
Hey guys, John Doe for Hot 95.3 FM and VOB celebrating 40 years, but they're giving you a chance to be a big winner. Win big. And of course, they're giving you a chance to win a Hyundai Grand i10 and $10,000. If I ain't got $10,000, I got bills here. Got things to pay. But you have a chance to be a winner. Plus, three of you walk away with $1,000 apiece. You really can't go wrong. So, of course, look out and, of course, log on to all your favorite radio stations, whatever your station may be. And we'll tell you how you can be a winner. A chance to win big with VOB in their 40th year of celebration. Along with Courtesy Garage and, of course, Standard.
VOB 92.9 FM. Celebrating 40 years in 2021.
Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, June the 9th, 1713, the first ever act concerning control of the fresh water supply in Barbados was passed. The act concerned the rivulet known as the Three Houses Spring in the parish of St. Philip, and it predates the formation of the Barbados Water Authority in 1980 by over 250 years. Remarkably, the Act passed in 1713 is still in force in Barbados today. According to the Act of 1713, the rivulet had been dug with united charge, labour and industry by the ancient inhabitants of the parish of St. Philip for their own use, but it had been lately altered, diverted, stopped and rendered useless. Accordingly, the Act set out detailed arrangements for the future management of the Three Houses Spring. Local inhabitants living adjacent to the rivulet were given the right to build a reasonable dam for a maximum period of 48 hours to draw off water for their needs, provided that no such dam, drain or channel be so taken as thereby to dry the river below them, but that there shall be always a stream kept running down the said river or channel to a pond situate at the end of the said river's course, commonly called Brown's Pond. The Act also established stiff penalties for those who were found to have misused the water supply. Over three centuries later, in February of 2021, the Minister of Agriculture, Indar Weir, reported problems with the Three Houses Spring that sound remarkably familiar. Currently, he said, the farmers depend on the stream at Three Houses Spring to run into Brown's Pond, and unfortunately along that stream we would find that there are farmers upstream that block the stream and stop farmers downstream from getting access to water. The minister went on to say, we are correcting that, and we have already started the process to put in a sluice gate, and we are going to do a metering system to provide water to farmers along the stream as well. He stressed that the project would help farmers to mitigate climate change and ensure that in future they would have a consistent supply of water. Finally, he indicated that as part of the plan to improve the water supply in the area, the Three Houses Spring Act, passed on this day in 1713, would finally be repealed.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.
Win 400 in 40 seconds.
$400!
VLB's 40th anniversary in 2021. Be the first to answer four questions correctly in 40 seconds on the last Friday in every month of this year. Listen during the month for clues and stand by for the 40 seconds quiz in the morning of the last Friday in the month. No winner this morning? Then the 40 seconds quiz will be back in the afternoon. No winner for the day? Then the prize money rolls over to the next month. Listen to VOB and be a winner.
$400!
January to December. VOB 92.9 FM celebrating 40 years in 2021.
Brought to you by Jergens, distributed by Massey Distribution and Cave Shepherd Card Services.
Happy Win Big Shopping! To enter the VOB Cornishy Garage, win big in association with Standard. For your chance to win this Hyundai Grand i10 plus $10,000. Get your receipt when you purchase $20 worth of any Glucerna Pediasure, Ensure, and Horizon products. Any three fragrances of Duet soaps. Any three flavors, any size of Country Kitchen Essence. One bottle, any size of Alkalano Glacial. One bottle of 750 ml Clayton's Cola Tonic. In an envelope, submit the barcodes of any two sleepy products. Two bags of Nickel Salt Bread. Spend $50 at Carter's General Stores. Fill out the entry form provided if you must retain your receipt, or write your information on the back of your receipt and drop it off at Starcom Network or Nation Publishing. Spend $25 at any store and $15 at any restaurant in the Dome, Kensington, or Canary Lane Mall. Spend $25 on CalMart.com and receive a chance to enter. Plus, listen for the Win Big Sounder, heard only on Starcom Network stations. Note the date, time, and station you heard the sounder and write them and your contact information on your entry forms or at the back of your receipt, which you will receive from our shopping partner on our shopping list. Drop your entry forms or receipts in entry boxes at specified shopping locations or at Nation Publishing, Fortville, or Starcom Network, River Road. Keep listening to the station and visit www.starcomnetwork.net and our social platforms for details. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's 20 minutes after 5 o'clock. Time for us to wrap up fireworks for another day. Thanks to Sugary for our passing through. And yes, I mentioned tomorrow, Dr. Stefan Walcott. He will be spending some time with us on fireworks. And the man says he has the top 10 Krapova songs. And not from last year, not for this year, of all time. I really want to see that list. He said he's going to send me the list, but I will purposely not look at it. I really want to hear what he's going to tell me tomorrow. So tomorrow, definitely, Life Be Spirit, we'll be here from 3 p.m. with the fireworks. Of course, the guests will be passing through just about 4 o'clock. We invite your calls. Those that are listening, I saw the messages coming through in Texas. They say they're loving Sugary in Texas. Calvin is in New Jersey. Good afternoon to you. Also to Ingrid and Wilma. They are in Manchester listening to us. Well, good evening to you all over there. Someone here saying, Sugary, really on top of it. I will listen to her all the time. Yeah, she is talented, indeed. And time doesn't permit you to actually go through everything, because one of the things we were talking about off air, where they have the show, again, kudos to Sharon Kuru White and the House of Soca team, really trying to get things done. And of course, it's all ladies this weekend. But, you know, Sugary was lamenting that sometimes, or many times, you don't get the support for the women that you'll get for the men. And why? They're talented, they're beautiful, the songs are good, but you don't get that support sometimes. That's for another show, though. News comes your way at 5:30, well, your evening edition of your news, your business brief, sports, OCM regional roundup, and your Williams Newsmakers. And that's all coming your way. Fireworks was brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. West Indian Waterproofing. Waterproofing means us. Give us a call today, 271-4933, and Rotoplastics Barbados Limited, manufacturers of the Tough Tank Water Storage Tank and your tank installation and maintenance specialist. Also distributors of the Pentax Water Pump.